Hello, hello. It's time for another Dido show. I need to work on that still. Hi, guys. It's Wednesday, so I'm a bit late this week. This week we've got an episode. We've got to episode 34, part one. Yes, it's going to be two part, maybe three, because I just finished a really good book, The 5 Second Rules by Mel Robbins. And we're going to talk about that. And towards the end, we're going to talk about The Boys TV series. Ah, it's insanely good. But let's get on with it. Bonjour, my lovelies. How are you doing in this great October 2019? So today, the book, Mel Robbins, The 5 Second Rules. Wow, what a book, what a book, what a book. Mel explains why this rule can change your life. I totally get it. Stuff that she talks about, it rings bell because I knew kind of it before, and I will explain towards the end what I used to use. But I'm going to start to use a thing, and I've been using it this week, and it's been very, very productive. So Mel explains how your brain is constantly working against you when you want to make changes in your life, become the best, better person that you know, that you're capable of being. But your brain will get in the way most of the time because it does not want you to fail, not you to fall short or to be disappointed in trying something new and keep you in a safe position, you know, in the average, you know, because it just doesn't want you to get hurt, I guess. But it's not really good because it doesn't really help you out. So Mel explains that it's something that I know, I just got it from another book, I think. It's the monkey on your shoulder, you know, the fact that we do things in life not because of logic, but how we feel about it. And this can be a problem. Because, you know, in the morning, I don't feel like exercising, but I just force myself to do it. And so it's easier to just get on with it. Don't let your brain think for you, because it will find ways or find excuses for you to not do the things you should be doing. So like example for starting a project of yours, some days you don't feel like waking up early and so on. The trick of the 5 second rules that Mel explained in a great book, it's to not just thinking, it's doing, you know, stop thinking. So in bed in the morning, something else I would cover probably in the part two is a snoozing button. It's been proven that it just reaffirm and actually creates neuroscience. Just proven that you just program your brain into all sort of weird things, but it's just a bad thing. The snooze button, don't eat it, just wake up, get up. So what Mel say, you just count backwards from 5 to 0, like if you were launching a rocket from NASA. So you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, top, move, do, start. Because if you leave it enough time, your brain will find excuses as to why you should not do something or act. You are gonna know that this is true when you actually observe your brain. So I love Mel Robbins' rule, and as I said earlier, I'm going to use it, and I have been using it. But I have used something similar from other books, a bit more brutal. It's like when I need to wake up, get going, do some exercising, meditate, or start writing or working on a project, I would hear myself saying, oh no, not today, I don't feel like it, can we do another day, or no, not do this, oh, you're not good at this, you know, or anything. I just simply said to myself, fuck off, get over it, because now get going. I feel awesome within minutes when I do that, because when you start moving, you just your brain just think, oh fuck it, you know, he's doing it now, so I might as well carry on with him. Of course, yeah, you're part of me, you fucking wanker. Anyway, this works most days for me, but I think with this new rule that I'm going to use in my life, and I've been using this week, it's been quite good. It's very efficient, you know. You just say, you don't want to do something, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fuck it, do it, you know, just get it done, start, you know. So the other thing I love about the book. It's that I learned that there's a kind of thing that I knew without knowing. Is that there's a good form of procrastination. Yeah, you've had that, right? I knew that, but I was just didn't think. I was like, yeah, full of shit. But actually, yes, there is a good form of procrastination. Procrastination. Yes, that's right. Sometimes your brain needs a little break from a project to get more perspective. Truly before, your subconscious is the boss here. And if you leave it a little time, weird. Yeah, having a good thing sounds weird. Yeah, anyway. It will bring some answers to your prayers and frustration. But don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that you can relax and let your subconscious do all the work and hope to magically everything will come to you, you lazy git. That ain't gonna happen, you know? I think it's like Jim Carrey said some one day, in an interview, that, you know, you wanna see yourself going somewhere in life, you know, and doing shit. He used to carry himself a check for $1 million and used to carry him in his pocket all the time. This is what he wanted to do. But what he said about knowing where you want to go, you've got to visualize yourself, you know, and I've come into mind about this, but I think it'll work over time. But you can't really just do that and then go make a sandwich, you know, don't do anything. You know, you need to do some work. We've already covered that with Lena Kay, you know. You need to act, you know. It's not good enough to just think where you want to be, what kind of life you want, you know. You need to do some work, okay? So, you know, deep down, that you are opting towards. Oh, distraction. Fuck. Yeah, distraction is bad. Because, you know, deep down, that when you don't want to do things, you know, you just find other things to do, you know, and you just procrastinate on that. But that's different from procrastinating in a way of taking time from a project, taking a bit of time to let yourself think of other things or think of the project. Not think of the project, but let yourself some time to come back with a fresh eyes, fresh perspective. Because, you know, deep down, when you're opting towards distraction rather than do the work, you know what you have to do deep down. You know, your gut feelings, you know, your heart. Is it your heart? You have to follow your heart? I think that's more of my guts, but anyway. Oh, by the way, I said it before, for crying out loud, Mail also tells you to get rid of distraction, like pop-ups when you get an email or Facebook notification messages. Take it all off. I'm speaking English today. Because it is stopping you. This is stopping you from doing what you should be doing, you know? And I think I mentioned it before, it's difficult to go back to a task when you get all the distraction around you. I have to call my notification off my phone because it doesn't beep all the time. Because every time it beeps, it just frustrates me. I mean, not frustrating, I'm just get like overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, my phone just rang. Maybe I need to do something with it, you know? You become like a... become slave to it, you know. So you set time to check your emails, you know. I said that before, your Facebook or Instagram profiles, you know. I do it when I'm on the toilet, believe it or not. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes somebody said that, you know, before you're in the toilet, you used to read the back of a bottle, cleaner bottle, or air fresheners, or anything that was at hand. And now it's always with your phone, you know. I need to put a book in my toilet. Actually, I've got one, a poem by Victor Hugo, Contemplation, I think it's called. Well, anyway, it's not called Contemplation, but it's a really good book about French poetry. I love poetry. Anyway, I digress. Please, yes, the distraction off your phone, just or your Mac, or your Mac, your laptop, just take it all off. Take it all down. Don't let it distract you when you're trying to do some work, because it just distracts you, and you don't get the work done. Right, and you will feel more relaxed. So trust me, you will feel more relaxed, because I don't get all this notification now, so I just don't get overwhelmed, and there's a word for it. Anyway, you will feel more relaxed for it. Just try it for a week. Just take it all down. I mean, more than one a week, really, but try it. Oh, okay, so The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins, just to get the book. It's a very, very life-changing book. And I know... I use this term a lot. Actually, I use this term for pretty much every book I review here. Not all, actually, most of them. But they are in their own rights, you know. Read or listen to them, and you will see. And leave me a comment on the social Facebook page, the Dider Show is in the show notes. So just get there and tell me how shit I sound, or what good you take from this podcast. Anyway, and of course, when you do this on a social, do it when you have managed your time, okay? You know, when you talk this half an hour a day away to check your social, you know, do it on this time. Don't do it right now, okay? Don't react to just what I just said. Anyway. Wait, Mel Robbins, 5 second rule. It'll be a part two because there's so much to cover in the book that I love, and I don't think I can cover it in one short burst in my podcast, and I don't want to bother you too much. Anyway, on another lighter note, have you seen The Boys on Amazon? Ah, boy. I love this TV series, and that was suggested from Matt Huntley from last week. If you have been listening to that, yeah, of course you have. And another great pal of mine in Birmingham, but I just never got around to it. So when Matt Hartley kind of mentioned it again, I thought, he's a great director, so I'm going to give it a go. Oh, it's so good. The plot, basically, it's superheroes turned dark. It's great. You have this kind of Superman kind of guy who is leading a team of seven subs. Or what's going on? They call them in a series. Or super, all seven superheroes. One just runs fast. One can go on the water. One, I don't know, is a ninja kind of thing. One girl can have like power of the sun, or she can just light bulb people out. It's pretty good. But they do good things with the planet, right? But they get it wrong at times, and there's a big corporation cleaning up the mess and silencing pretty much everyone who stands in our way. So it's very, it's great. It's very, very, very good. You won't regret it. For those of you that enjoy Many Moons Back, the series Heroes, if you, am I saying that I'm that old? Some people will be like, what the hell is he on about? Heroes, yeah, you just look it up. It was a guy I loved, the guy about the clocks. He was mad about the clocks, and he was taking the powers from the brain, from opening the brain of all these superheroes. So he was the baddie, obviously. Yeah, but it was great. It was great. So here is the link to the show. The Boys, is in the show notes. And I want to thank you for listening. Or reading, if you're reading this, and please subscribe to your favorite platform, or why not leave me a rating? Leave a rating on iTunes, for example. Or iTunes is the most. It's quite popular on the podcast. On podcast other things, please. That would help the show ratings if you don't mind. Just like take 2 seconds, just put 5 stars. I mean, put whatever you want. But it'd be great. A rating with words would be awesome. But it just some stars would be great, you know. I would deeply appreciate it. All right, I thank you for listening again, and I will speak to you later on this week for part two of the 5 second rules with Mel Robbins, and I will have her on the show at some point because she's awesome. Oh, by the way, we're gonna have somebody, a spiritual kind of lady, soon on the podcast. I'm just getting ready to send her the emails with some questions, and I should have her probably next week or over the next few weeks, and I'm looking forward to that because I think it's gonna be quite awesome. I love you guys. Be good. You can do it. Whatever that is. That's pretty much the worst pet talk that I ever made, if I ever made any. I love you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to your favorite platform if you don't mind, and leave me a rating. I'll be awesome. Honestly, I would love you forever. I'll send you candy. Yeah, I will. Anyway, I love you. Bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Dider Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast and Google Play and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is D-I-D-I-E-R-S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.